What are your thoughts on being selected by the Packers?
I just feel honored to be selected by such a great franchise with so much tradition, you know, and I'm grateful that they saw enough in me to take me with their first round pick.
Did you think this is where you would end up?
To be honest with you, man, I was told by my agency that I'll be around in that area. I was told the five to nine area. So I knew it was a possibility.
Anyone else?
BJ, why did you choose to be home around your friends and family instead of in New York?
To be honest, man, the majority of people here were people that helped me get to this point, you know, made some sacrifices for me, and I felt this is the best way for them to enjoy it just as much as me, because they deserve it just as much as I do.
BJ, do you look forward to playing in the 3-4 defense?
Yes, I do. From what I've been told by different coaches, I played in it a little bit in college, but I heard it's a great team, and I'll be honored to be in the middle of the defense.
Can you ask him about how this 2017 that I can't be
How did missing the 2007 season with your academic issue change you as a person and as a player?
It just told me a lot about humility, and it kind of got my focus together, you know, and it gave me a lot of patience. That besides death, that was probably the hardest thing I had to go through, you know, and I knew if I can get through that and get back on the right track, I knew I would be okay.
Do you have any reservations about playing in the smallest NFL city?
Not at all. No, I don't worry about things I can control. All I can control is get to camp, do everything the coaches are asking me to do, come in prepared. Everything else I really can't control, so that's what I'm at with that.
Lori? The year you were academically eligible, what did you do during that time? What did you concentrate on, and do you think it was a waste of your time?
Excuse me, what happened again?
During the year that you were academically ineligible, what did you focus on, and do you think it was a waste of your time that year?
Focused on as far as what? So as far as school, as far as football?
As far as school, or what was your focus? What were you most concerned with?
Obviously, when you're ineligible, you can't play. So my focus had to be more on academics to get back to the position to play. But I was also on the scout team in my practice, so when I was out there, I worked on my technique and did different things like that.
Go ahead, Marty. What do you think your greatest strength is, and also what do you think you need to work on?
My greatest strength would probably be my competitive nature, you know, my will to win. No matter if I'm playing football or I'm playing table tennis, you know, I want to win. And I think that's certainly one of my greatest strengths. As far as what I need to work on, I feel that my technique is always something you can get better at. No one's technique is ever great. So you climb everything, some technique issues to work on, that's what I need to work on.
BJ, who is your agent?
David Dunn, Athletes First.
Okay. BJ, how big are you right now, and what is the biggest you've ever been?
Right now, I'm 332, and the biggest I've ever been was about 350 my sophomore year.
You turned out to be an erroneous report, but
did
the angry?
Do you feel helpless when all that was done? What are you referring to? The false positive that you had turned out to be an erroneous report, but were you frustrated by all the drama that surrounded that?
I mean, I couldn't help but be frustrated, you know, how that all came about. I still would never understand, you know. All I'm going to say about that is you spend your whole college career, everything trying to build your character, and then a few moments, someone tried to tear it down, and I didn't feel like that was right, you know.
Jason? BJ, are both of your parents Pentecostal ministers, and what was it like growing up with that?
Say that again, I can't really break it up.
Are both of your parents Pentecostal ministers, and what was it like growing up with that?
They are both Pentecostal ministers, and it was different, you know. They're a lot stricter than most parents, but it's kind of something I got used to over the years, and it really helped me, you know, because I've been brought up with tremendous discipline, and to be honest with you, I'm kind of happy that is.
How did they feel about you going to a Jesuit school?
How did they feel about you going to a Jesuit school?
That really didn't come much into play. When they knew that BC was interested in me, that really much was a concern. They were just fascinated about how good of an academic institution it was and how great of an opportunity it was for me to play football at the next level.
Is it true that your father immigrated to the United States from Nigeria? And if so, can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Be honest with you, there's not really much of a story to it. He came over from Nigeria because he was trying to further his studies in the medical field, and you know, he got over there, met my mom, and I'm here today.
Any other questions?
What do you feel
was
the best
performance? That's meaning a particular game. What do you feel your best particular game performance was from this past season?
What do I feel my best particular?
What was your best? What was your best game this past year?
I probably have to say North Carolina State. Just from a production standpoint, I had 3 sacks, and playing into the line is just pretty hard to do in any level of football. So I was just that just stuck out of my mind.
BJ, did you consider entering into the draft last year after sitting out the 2007 season? And why did you end up coming back for this past season?
I wouldn't call it consider. I mean, it was an option for a small while, but when I realized that it's really tough for somebody to come up a season, you know, and get ranked at their position pretty high, let alone just come up a season not even playing. And I just felt that it was just best for me to come back to school and get back to work and see what happens.
Marty? Are there any NFL players that you emulated growing up?
Not really. I kind of watched it more into the college. I mean, I like the Warren Sapps and guys like that. But besides that, I kind of watch a lot of Florida State, Miami defense linemen because of how quick they move and everything like that.
A couple more questions. Go ahead, Larry.
Would you describe yourself as a lead-by-example player or more of an emotional player?
Are you more of a lead-by-example player, or are you more of a emotional player, kind of like Warren Sapp?
I like to think of myself as both, you know. Over playing the game of football, I learned that your peers, your teammates, they tend to do what they see you do, as opposed to just taking everything you say. If you're somebody that's just talking constantly and not performing, you have a small impact on the people, as opposed to somebody that's really just really working and letting your actions speak for yourself. But what I do have emotions in me, because I have a great attachment to the game of football, so I like to take myself to both.
One last question. How much do you know about the Packers defense and how much of an impact do you feel you can have right away?
To be honest with you, I know a decent amount about the 3-4, the Packers defense in general. I do not know much about, and how much impact I have, obviously, is going to determine how I perform on the football field.